Athabasca. As Alberta's growing season reaches its height, locals interested in learning more about the magical world of mushrooms, mycelium, and mycorrhiza are in luck. Athabasca University's next science outreach event will feature an interactive display and presentation from fungi fan Dr. Roland True. True, an associate professor of biology at OO for the last 16 years, has dedicated many decades to the study of mushrooms, and on July 31st, he's looking forward to sharing his knowledge with Athabascans of all ages. "Some of my first memories are of mushrooms, absolutely," said True, born and raised in Germany, in a July 17th interview. "They are a fascination because I went out with my parents, and I guess that's where it started." True's late July presentation will feature two components. Beginning at 2 p.m. in the OO Science Lab, a mushroom display with samples of fungi found in the Athabasca region will be open for guests to peruse for the afternoon. A show-and-tell segment will follow the display, starting with a 5 p.m. presentation from True detailing the role of mushrooms in our environment, and tips on how to identify common species. Then, attendees can recruit True's knowledge to identify their own pictures and samples of local fungi. "My preferred option would be the real mushrooms," said True. "It's possible to identify from a photo in some instances, but I'm hesitant to do that, especially if people want to eat them." Growing interest. In recent years, North American interest in foraging and exploring food options outside of processed packages lining grocery store shelves has grown, pushed in part by food availability, stay-at-home orders, and logistics issues felt during COVID-19. Though more and more Canadians and Americans are exploring the hobby, True said cultural interest in fungi and their properties around the world varies, and the reasoning stretches back further than one might think. "There's some cultures that traditionally have used mushrooms for many centuries, at least, and there are other cultures where mushrooms were viewed with suspicion," said True. "In a nutshell, in the English, Anglo-Saxon culture, mushrooms were despised in the past, and that has been changing for the last decades dramatically, probably because of all the media reports about what mushrooms do," said True. The benefits of foraging are symbiotic with science outreach, Athabasca's own program goals, though True said every individual and family may get different lessons and outcomes from their time mushroom hunting. "For some, it's just the fun of learning about things, connecting to nature, and doing this in a group or a family, so it's a social thing. But for others, those who collect edible fungi, they can get a delicious and healthy meal out of that," said True. Though the OO professor is happy to share his knowledge and passion for fungi, he issued a caution against diving into unknown waters too quickly, especially when on the hunt for dinner. "The rule is never collect anything that you cannot identify 100%, said True. "We don't have too many deadly poisonous mushrooms here, but we do get poisonings." For more information on the fungi species found in the Athabasca region ahead of the July 31st event at OO, check out Dr. True's booklet on local mushroom species and their uses at https://landing.athabascao.ca/file/download/13528904.